Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hi-lo, coming up in 40 minutes, Kid Nation. Nothing better than winning some money on a Monday, right?
You win between $500 and $1,500. Somebody's going to win.
Somebody's got to win. Every day we play at 7:40 Central, and every day the amount changes. You just have to make sure you're listening. Jenna, Overlord from the text.
Yeah.
Is very much an intense, awesomely brutal war movie where the American soldiers stumble across some scary Nazi experiments. Not demons, but it's really good.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, so I guess they run into some stuff that the Nazis are doing.
Run into some stuff.
And must seem like demons the way people are talking about it, because it's scary stuff.
Okay.
And in response to the California fires, everyone has forgotten the hurricanes that devastated Florida and South Carolina. There's still people in those places that have lost everything, homes, businesses, jobs. So many hurting right now. Yeah.
On both sides of the coast. Yeah.
And it's going to happen with the fires as well. We all talk about it. And we're sending prayers, but life goes on, and it's what you do the weeks and the months following these events that matter.
That's very true.
Because we all step in and we try to give money and help, and then it fades away. But then
another disaster comes up, and you start focusing on that one, and then people are like, "Hey, man, we're still here."
The true heroes are the ones that are still helping the hurricane and flood victims.
Like Puerto Rico, they were still. They're still probably still rebuilding, but I mean...
There's still areas without power in Puerto Rico.
A year after?
Yeah.
Still no power?
So, yeah. No, we haven't forgotten about them. It's just, there's so many things going on that where do you focus your attention as a human? And I know it makes you feel...
Forgotten,
yeah. I know. I get it.
Mm-hmm. You just don't want to be forgotten.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it's always good to bring it back up so we don't forget, which is what you did with this text. Some eventful weekends.
Yeah.
Kelly had a trip with her husband, Alan. They went out and watched some football.
Yes.
My son had a little playoff football game this weekend.
How'd he do?
We came in second place, which is not bad because we're at the bottom of the pool.
Okay.
And we came up and ended up second place, which is not too bad.
Really
done
good.
Now? Done?
Yeah, the season's over.
Okay.
This season, at least.
If you had won, would the season still be going on?
Nope, that was the championship.
Oh, first and second. All
right. Yeah, we made it to the championship game, which was cool. Big Al, I'm sure you had a pretty busy weekend with football and stuff.
Busy.
And Jenna, you had a cool house party you went to.
I did. Well, I actually hosted a run in South Dallas over the weekend for Bonton, that farm community I've told you about.
Yeah.
It's a food desert down there, so people are doing some really good things to raise money. So that's where I milked my first goat this weekend. So I did Saturday morning, and we raised $65,000. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
And then I had to turn around and get dressed all fancy after milking the goat. I got invited to an event with someone I had never met before, hadn't even really listen to him very much, but his name's Kirk Franklin, very famous gospel singer.
Stop!
I love him.
He's so great.
Oh,
awesome.
My gosh.
Kirk
so awesome.
Awesome.
So this was a very intimate party at a very fancy home.
Yeah.
And it was actually for a new, only about 100 people, right? And it was very cool. So he was going to perform, and it was just for a couple hours to raise some money for his new charity that he's been spending years to found called Camp Lotus, which is going to help. He told his whole life story, which is just incredible, but just about how important music was for him growing up. You know, he was abandoned by his biological parents and, you know, adopted by a 64-year-old woman. And he said music saved him. And look at how successful he's become. So anyway, he wants to treat kids to that every summer.
Yeah.
So I'm there. And he had kind of a protege of his, someone he's worked with for a while, helped write music for her, Tori Kelly.
Oh, wow.
You know her. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she has the best live voice out there besides like Kelly Clarkson and Demi Lovato. I put her up, Ariana Grande, I put her up with these people.
So good that she did this in a living room, no microphone, as he played the piano. And it's so great to be in an intimate environment and watch this. So we all 100 people that were at this party crammed into this living room. It was a large living room, obviously, but we crammed in. And it was so quiet as they're, you know, he's talking and interviewing her. And then they'd play a song. And it was just a very intimate musical experience.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm 5'5", maybe, if I'm rounding up. So I'm in the middle of the group. So I have a little visibility to see, but I got so hot. I started getting so hot that I had on a camel turtleneck dress and a camel overcoat. So I took off my coat. I'm trying to be really quiet because, you know, they've started off singing some kind of church songs, you know, some gospel songs, which is beautiful. But I started getting hot and I'm looking around and everyone's just locked in. So I take off my coat. Next song in, I feel sweat, like, dripping down my legs, yeah. like on my shins. I don't know where it originated, but I was like,
you know where it originated.
I'm like, oh no.
Butt sweat, yeah.
Oh no. And I had a slip on, but I'm thinking I have on this light colored dress and I don't want it to show. So, but I'm like, I'm going to tough this out because it was so good. And then I started getting dizzy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. So I had to excuse myself halfway through this performance.
Maybe that's the spirit taking over you.
I see two girls standing by a back door with their backs to the outside with the door open.
Oh, trying to get some air.
So I got friendly with the other sweaty ladies. Yeah, I almost passed out.
Yeah.
So we just stood there with our backs to the freezing cold air so we could still hear the performance. I felt so rude that I had to leave the room and like make kind of a scene, but I was going to pass out. I was so hot, I couldn't handle it.
The Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, it was so cool. It was such a wonderful event to be there and see all of that.
Did you get to talk to Tori Kelly?
I just said hello.
Okay.
So many people, I mean, there were only 100, but so many people were lined up wanting to take photos that I'm kind of weird. I don't like to do that, you know? I'm not going to be like, hey, do you remember when you were on the show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was on our show.
She was on our show a long time ago. Yeah. So it was just kind of a brief, cool. like, hello. And yeah, really awesome, though.
She's the one that, Tori Kelly, that I've always thought she's going to have that huge booming breakout year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for that because she's famous. I mean, people know who she is, but
right.
She's bubbly.
Her voice is just flawless.
Phenomenal.
She's got an awesome voice. Now, Jenna, luckily you didn't pass out in front of Tori Kelly. Yeah, that would have been embarrassing.
Did not. It would have been.
That would have been embarrassing. There was another party going on this weekend at a house not as big as Kirk Franklin's.
Yeah, it was not Kirk's house. It was someone else's.
Somebody else's house. Yeah. But Anna from Kid TV.
Hello.
You had your housewarming party.
Yes, moved in months ago, but just now took
that's how that
took
goes.
Place.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to decorate it, everything.
Furniture and all that.
Yeah. The cardboard boxes that I still have left, I hid them in the corner in my room so no one would see them, but the living room looks good and that's what matters.
Sure.
Yeah, so this was the first time that my roommate and I just like invited some people over, which was like really fun. And
were we invited by?
Yeah, of course.
How many people were invited?
Yeah. You guys are always invited. Just know you were busy with Tori Kelly.
If we knew about it,
I didn't know about it.
Look at my email.
Oh, I could have come. My event was only from 5 to 7.
Text messages. I couldn't have
come, but it would have been nice to have been invited.
I'm so sorry.
I think you mentioned it to me in the girl room.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Oh, so JC knew about
JC
it.
JC got invited.
You're all invited.
Yeah.
It was on JC to spread the word.
Well, Justin invited me.
I remember inviting all of y'all last year to my housewarming.
And that was so much fun, Jenna.
I remember doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was. Well, I'll move again just to invite you guys to my next housewarming party.
So, who from the office showed up to your housewarming?
Our phone screener, Alicia, came by with her husband, Jordan, and part time Justin. Came by and I almost felt like it was his housewarming party because he made himself so comfortable in my home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I love him. Obviously, he walks in and he goes over to the fridge and then he notices that he doesn't agree with a lot of the things that are in my fridge. They belong in the pantry.
What did he bring?
I don't remember. Also, he walked in at first and I was wearing this like black dress and black booties and I looked really cute. And he goes, "You look like a witch." And I was like, "Well, thank you."
In your own house.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome. I hope you have a good time.
Oh,
yeah, and
I'm gonna go change now.
Yeah. You don't say that to a girl's outfit, right? That
makes
you
unless it's Halloween,
right?
Yeah.
And the last time that I moved into an apartment, Justin came by and he took it upon himself to rearrange my furniture. He moved like my bed from the wall it was on to like a different wall. That was at my last place,
bro. What are you doing?
But did it work?
Yeah, I left it that way.
See, sometimes it's like, well, that's a little presumptive, but it works.
Yeah, and I am like not a perfectionist by any means, and so having somebody come by that like cares about that kind of thing, I guess is very helpful. But yeah, he rearranged some of the furniture in my living room. He took it upon himself to take care of the volume that the music was playing. Everything,
You're that guy.
It was great. He made himself very, very comfortable.
What did he not agree with in the fridge, by the way, when you said he opened it?
Oh, the syrup. We had syrup in the fridge. He doesn't think that the syrup goes in the fridge.
I agree with him.
Oh, really?
My wife and I get into arguments because she likes to have the syrup in the fridge.
But it's so hard, it won't come
out. It makes it too hard, and then you got to warm it up in the microwave if you want to use it.
It crystallizes.
Why is always liquid in there?
Just put it
in the fridge?
Really?
You keep yours in the fridge?
I go back and forth on it, but yeah. Once I put it in the fridge, it has to stay in the fridge.
Yeah.
But.
No, I live in the pantry. I thought that's where I get. That's I don't how
cold,
I grew up.
I don't want cold syrup on my warm pancakes. No,
well, it's not a big. It's not enough for someone. What did, was he watching that Real Housewives? I was watching that reunion in Atlanta where they went at each other about unfinished houses when they have housewarming parties, and they're like, "This room's not finished." Like they go crazy on one another.
They get judgy.
Yeah. But,
oh, here's Justin.
Yeah, why did you why did you rearrange?
Why are you moving stuff, Justin?
I'm just so good at being comfortable at people's places. Like, and not
you're good at being comfortable.
It's, yeah. Remember when he comes over to my house, he falls asleep.
Yes, like I've been guilty at getting fully naked at Jenna's place and sleeping in her bed. I've fully grabbed my own wine glass at Kelly's house before without her knowing.
Still
true story.
I just grabbed furniture at your place, JC,
and put a hole in the wall.
Put a hole in the wall and probably like raided your fridge. And I've shown up to a big house and like walked myself into the front door without him even knowing. You know, like unexpectedly.
It's just
something about me where people say make yourself at home, and I
but
will.
They don't mean that when people say make yourself at home. They mean sit down.
No,
they mean sit down somewhere.
But he has a different level of comfortability.
There's something refreshing about you. Like, Justin would be at your house, and I'll walk downstairs, and he'll be there for a minute. And I'll go put something away, and I'll come back saying, Justin, help yourself. And he's already helped himself.
Oh,
yeah. He's already there.
Justin's the type of person that brings an open bottle of wine to your house and then leaves with it.
Yeah. Definitely. I've dated that girl.
Yeah. And so, no, it was a blast. It was a great party, Anna. You guys would have had a blast, too,
if y'all wouldn't have showed up.
But it was still so much fun. And I am so good at making myself comfortable at people's places. Some people might say even too comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Why? What happened?
So, well, no, I just... Like, I moved the syrup bottle out of her fridge and her cabinet, rearranged the tables. I'm so good at geishuang people's places, you know, just for the great touch.
Your motto is leave it better than how I found it.
100%, Kelly.
Okay.
And I'm just wanting to know.
Why does that apply to your own life?
Well, I'm just wanting to know what other Kid Nation listeners out there have done at people's places that might have been seen, that might be deemed too comfortable.
You want to hear about people's experiences with their friends that are like you.
Yeah.
What are the weird things your friends have done to your house when they've gotten too comfortable? Or maybe you've done it yourself and you want to admit it.
All right.
Did you keep the syrup out of the fridge? Syrup? Is it out of there?
No, it's in the fridge because that's where it belongs.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you go to Lacey's house and move her TV, please?
That's exactly what we need to do.
Oh, man.
It's bothering me for a year.
I seriously do want to go to Lacey's house and move that TV.
Oh, yeah.
Just buy her, like, an entertainment center that she can put there. And with the TVs in that, that would say solve everybody's problems.
Lacey, one of our production girls,
put
the TV next to the fireplace, like, on a wall.
A good place right above the fireplace.
Yeah.
That's where everybody else puts their TV.
So awkward.
She puts it to the right of the park.
By the way, she hates it when we talk about this.
Stop
All right, we'll take your calls about your extremely comfortable friends at your house, Kid Nation, next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are less than 20 minutes away from your high-low game. Your chance to win up to $1,500. Also, at this time tomorrow morning, around this time, the cast of Fantastic Beasts.
Whoa.
We'll sit down interview with Anna from Kid TV. We'll hear how that went.
All right.
And a very hot debate going on right now, or maybe cold, depend on how you look at it. Where does the syrup belong?
Wherever you want.
The fridge or the pantry?
Is this bigger than the debate we had last week about the toilet seat, the toilet cover?
Oh, yeah.
The flap in the front or the flap in the back?
I think there was a right way for that. This, I think, is just a preference, right? Unless it's... We talked about pure maple syrup and stuff has to stay in the fridge.
If it's organic or something, I think that has to be refrigerated.
Does,
but the regular syrup that most of us get.
Okay.
According to Kid Nation so far on my Instagram, which is JSI5, 58% would rather have the pantry.
Yes.
With the syrup. 42 are going in the fridge.
If you have preservative-filled syrup, it's fine in the pantry once it's been opened because of the preservatives.
And also easier to pour. That way you don't have to throw it in the microwave every time and nuke it.
Should we discuss jam and jelly next week?
Because next week will be jam and jelly.
Those are called preserves.
I know, sir.
So
I'm a fridge guy.
Though I have, I'm a fridge guy on that too.
I'm a fridge.
I'm a fridge guy.
Fridge girl.
Fridge girl.
Fridge gal.
Whatever.
So, we were talking about Anna from Kid TV's housewarming party and how Justin makes himself really comfortable because they're BFFs. You know, they're really good friends. So he goes in there and he rearranges furniture anytime he's over there. He moves the syrup from the fridge to the pantry because that's what he believes in.
Yeah, makes himself at
home.
Yeah,
the first time I ever had him over to my last house I was in, I remember finding him. I went to the bathroom for a moment. I come out. He's in my closet.
Yeah.
Fully dressed in clothes of mine.
What are you doing?
He's having like his own drag show in just putting on everything fancy I have. Yeah.
Speaking of that, I had a friend just like that, Jenna, except he was a guy and he tried to wear my clothes. Oh. But it was back in the day when I had like only 5 or 6 shirts. Yeah. One of those shirts was my going out shirt. He came to our apartment, went to my room and put that shirt on.
Your going out shirt?
Yeah, like he made himself at home to like where he chose one of my shirts.
You can't do that when you only have one shirt 3 days
right.
a week.
I was like, what are you doing, Matt? He goes, this shirt looks right on me.
Oh,
I'm like,
no,
that's mine. You can't make yourself at home like that. So we wanted you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about you being extremely comfortable at other people's houses or people that have been too comfortable at your house.
Okay.
From the text, somebody's outing their dad. My dad will frequently treat himself to an unguided tour in a person's home. One time he disappeared for several minutes and we found him pooping in the master bathroom. Hashtag, oh no you didn't.
You can't do that.
The master bathroom is not for guests, people.
Off limits.
Yeah. We've had numerous texts regarding this. Kevin from Hattie.
Because when you got to pee, you want to go to where the farthest away you can get from the party.
Yeah.
I get that.
Go in your car, drive to the gas station. Don't do it in the master bathroom. That's off limits, people.
Apartment store, anything.
Kevin from Hattiesburg wrote us and said, my friend is so comfortable in my house that she walks past the guest bathroom, the kids' bathroom, and through my master bedroom to use my toilet in the master bathroom. That's not allowed, ma'am.
No. Yeah. That's where all the stuff is. Like, the personal stuff.
That's my throne.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's my place. Only two people are allowed to, and even my kids are not allowed in there. That's mine. You need that place. You know?
Yeah.
Elena, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
So one of your friends got really comfortable at your house, huh?
Yeah, so my best friend was staying all night one night and actually came into my room where me and my husband were sleeping and told us to roll over so she could get in bed with us because my couch wasn't comfortable.
Yeah, but now, okay, this has happened to me before, but you have to sleep. You slept in the middle.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to sleep in the you got to sandwich it.
Right.
Yeah.
So you did roll over. You let her sleep in the bed with you guys.
I did. She's my best friend, but it was just really uncomfortable all night. When one rolled over, we all had to like roll over.
Well, you got a story to tell.
All right, guys. It's been 15 minutes. Everybody roll over.
There you go.
Yeah, the friend that comes in there and says, "Nah, your couch not comfortable enough."
Rotate left.
Rotate. From the text, I go to my friends' houses and I clean them. I clean homes for a living, so most of the time I have my supplies in my trunk.
What?
If your house is filthy, I will straight up come in there and clean it.
Oh, please.
I don't ask. Please. I just start cleaning.
Wow. You are welcome.
Come on over.
Yeah,
come hang out.
I don't mind you getting extremely comfortable at my house if that's what you're doing.
I feel uncomfortable when someone starts cleaning, though.
It's a little
when we're hanging out. Yeah.
It's a little offensive.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, oh, was it clean enough for you, huh? Because you don't know, they probably cleaned it first.
Sure. Right. Ashley, your brother has a friend that gets too comfortable at your house?
Yeah, good morning. My brother just left for the Marine boot camp, and his wife was telling me that she sees his friend coming over as he sleeps to go through all of the fishing gear and to mess with his animals, and like my brother's not even here, and he still just comes over whenever he wants.
Oh, wow. He's like the fill-in brother.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
No. Yeah, but yeah, use my fishing equipment when I'm over there serving.
Equipment. Yeah.
What? Okay. You're thinking other things?
Well, no. Okay. I wouldn't go in there at all. I just
boundary.
Everybody else is.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't get that comfortable with your friends.
That's very true too.
Please. We got Ariana. Is that Ariana? Another Ariana. Hi, Ariana.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. So, what'd you do at your boyfriend's apartment?
The first time I went to his house, his bathroom was so dirty that I scrubbed his toilet.
Scrubbed the toilet?
That was the first visit to his house when you guys started dating?
I've been to guys' houses when, you know, with college age and out of college.
Yeah, we're dirty.
So nasty.
I know.
So nasty.
Doesn't it make you not want to date the guy, though, because you're grossed out a little bit?
You don't want to touch anything.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Level of 1 to 10, how bad was your boyfriend's bathroom without getting too graphic? Just a 1 to 10 scale.
I mean, I like things pretty clean, so it might be biased, but I think that's a solid, like, 8 gross.
Solid
8 in the gross scale.
And yes. you stayed with him.
I did, yeah. We're actually engaged.
All right, look.
Congratulations. All right.
Find yourself a girl that'll clean your bathroom on the first date, everybody.
He found a keeper.
Yeah, he did. Man, I don't think I could have let my girlfriend, Kinsey, in college clean my toilet.
No. I told my girlfriend back then I didn't even have a bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, just live in a one-bedroom apartment.
It's shocking the way you guys live. It's shocking.
Well, to us, it's fine.
The tub, yeah. Don't ever peek behind the shower curtain, ladies.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Don't. Just
and
don't.
You know what, Kelly? We don't want to peek behind yours either because y'all hair...
Yeah, y'all have stuff too, so don't act like you're...
I remember the house that my senior year of college boyfriend lived in, and I went to the bathroom one morning to brush my teeth barefoot.
Oh, no!
And I'm standing there, and I felt something on my toe, and I wasn't sure what it was, and I looked down. It was a whole field of mushrooms was growing.
Oh
like, my gosh.
Through the cracks in the bathroom. I'm like, am I outside? What is this? It was so gross.
You were barefoot.
And I was barefoot.
Oh!
Oh, which horrifying. Was my first mistake.
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Gross.
Oh,
the towels that just set up on their own.
Yeah.
They're so stiff.
Yeah.
They're more like, they just scrub off the dead skin
so
now.
Gross. So gross.
We turn towels into loofahs. What's up, Joey?
What's up?
So, what's your friend gets a little too comfortable at your place, huh?
Yes, sir. I had a friend that walk around in just a shirt. No pants, no underwear, just a shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Please wear underwear at least if you're going to do that. And I prefer the pants.
No, I can't do that. That's out of bounds, too.
Was your friend's name Winnie the Pooh by chance?
No. The worst part about it, too, he was bigger than me.
Well, yeah. Adding insult
to injury. That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Nah, he's just showing off.
Just showing off. Yeah.
Bro, get out of here, man.
Just showing
off. Over here.
What are you doing over here?
Get out of here.
With your showing off action.
Get out of here.
Alicia.
Hey.
Hey, what's your friend do?
Well, I totally hate it when I cook a big meal and I think I'm going to have leftovers for the next day and they come in and they just go straight for the food.
Yeah.
Like, no hello, how you doing? Go straight for the food and eat the last and I have to cook another meal for tomorrow.
Yeah, they come in here and just start eating your food.
That's got to be a real, real close friend.
I will throw away. I only accept it from my kids and my wife. But if Al, I'm really close to you, if you came over and just picked up my fork and chewed on something, I can't eat the rest.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. Thank you, though.
Nor can I be your friend. What's up, Courtney?
Hey, good morning. Hey.
Good morning. We're doing friends that get extremely comfortable when they shouldn't.
Well, I had a roommate that actually borrowed a week's worth of my underwear, but I didn't discover that she had done this until I came home from a trip and I had to go into her room to get all of our towels to clean the towels and then started finding my underwear one by one in her floor.
Wow.
That is way too comfortable.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That was kind of strange for me.
Yeah, do you just let your friend keep the underwear at that point? You just don't want it back, right?
Yeah, I didn't want those back for sure.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm good. There's certain things that you do not share.
Nope. That's one of them.
The thong is definitely one. Nope. 100%.
Off limits.
I mean, my girlfriends and I, that's happened before, but
you
keep it. Like, if you need a pair of underwear, no, we don't share.
Okay.
But, like, if you're in need or in a situation at their house and you're in need of underwear and they give you a pair, you keep them.
Okay.
You know, and then buy them later. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly says no, but all of my friends, it's happened with a variety of friends.
I don't share underwear. I'll go commando before I do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's too intimate.
And I mean, I lived with girlfriends for so long, and we all had the same kind of underwear that if laundry got mixed up, like, I'm sure we ended up with each other's at some point.
Wow.
I tell you about this party that I had at my house, and it was for my parents, and a lady changed clothes in my bathroom, and she left. And when they were gone, I went in my bathroom, and I saw a pair of panties in my... in my bathroom.
She changed into fresh panties and forgot the old ones.
And just left them there. Folded up nicely and neatly on the bathroom counter.
But left
Yeah.
Maybe that was her calling card. Maybe it wasn't an accident. Did you ever think about that?
Yeah.
She was married.
Because a forgotten pair of panties wouldn't be folded neatly on the counter.
Folded neatly right there on the counter.
My grandmother, rest in peace, was a heavy smoker. Now, people don't they don't like the smell of smoke. A lot of people don't allow smoking in their house. My grandma would be so comfortable at people's houses. Now, we were at some lady's house who had an oxygen tank. And my grandma lit up right next to her.
No.
And?
Nothing exploded.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Ooh.
No, that's how she lost her. No, I'm just kidding. Hi, Blake.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Tell me about your friend that's too comfortable.
So when I was in high school, we had this lady that came over that was a family friend.
Yeah.
And she didn't like the way that our, like, curtain rod was set up. So she climbs up on the couch, and she goes to grab it, and she falls through the couch, pulls the curtain rod down, and breaks it in half all at the same time.
Oh, no. Is she okay? Before we laugh, is she okay?
Yeah, she was fine. Okay. Like, she didn't get hurt or anything.
Yeah, you think I'm about to get sued?
Make sure she was all right
Before
I bust out laughing.
Thank you, Blake. I think a lot of people are going through what Mara's going through. Hi, Mara. Tell us about the person that got way too comfortable at your house.
My mother-in-law, she came over in 2014 and never left.
Oh, no. The worst. Yeah. Oh, no.
It's all good, right, Mara?
Yeah.
I guess.
It's going to stay over for a couple weeks.
Yeah, baby, can I stay for 1 week? Yeah. I'll be out in no time.
That's scary.
Just waiting on my settlement to come in.
4 years later. 4 years later. SpongeBob SquarePants voice. Thank you, Mara.
Oh, man.
Mother-in-law's still there. Sometimes it's okay to have her there. Help you out with the kids and stuff. All right, Kid Nation, thank you for your call. But now we need to clear the phone lines.
Yeah.
Because it's time to win some money. We call this the high-low game. Here's how it works. You just have to listen. Open up them ear holes. Get that Q-tip. Get that wax out. So you can listen closely because you have to listen to each guess to get closer to the actual amount. Once you guess it right, you take that money home. But first, you need to give us a call to play. That phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll go ahead and just start with caller number one. And we'll just go right down the line.
Might as well.
$1,500 could be yours when we come back and play high-low next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time to play high-low. We play every day at 7:40 Central.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is make sure you listen and try to be the right person because, let's get, you know, the first couple people are probably not going to get it right. But you're going to set Kid Nation members up.
All right. And you can always try back. Keep calling.
Exactly. Maybe they'll return the favor for you next time you call in and get through on the phone lines. Jenna is our high-low girl. Is that voice ready?
Ready.
Give me a higher.
Higher.
Give me a lower.
Lower.
That is what you will hear.
Lower.
Act accordingly after Jenna hooks you up with the correct answer. All right, you ready to start it?
Yep.
Let's go with it. Lena.
Yes.
You are the first guest of the day. Congratulations.
$1,200.
Oh, she dives right in.
Right? Yes, she does.
Lower.
Okay.
Well played. Thank you,
you,
Lena.
For
keep trying, all right? Hi, Stephanie.
1142.
Lower. All right,
we've got two guesses so far. Let's go with Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. 1100.
Higher.
Okay.
Oh.
Now we know.
We got a sandwich. Jennifer, well played.
I'm like looking around like, someone looking at this number?
Hey. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
All right, we got a sandwich. You got a guess?
1125.
Lower.
All right. Ooh. Okay.
All right. Lillian.
I'm going with
1122. Lower.
All right, Lillian, good guess. Again, only Jenna knows the amount. We're just playing along with you, Kid Nation. David, you're up, my man.
I'll say 1120.
Lower.
All right. Jenna has a huge smile on her face. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
All right, go ahead.
1119.
Lower.
All right. Getting them guesses in. Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
All right, hopefully you've been keeping track of these guesses. Do you have a guess for us?
1116.
Higher.
I know,
that's how the game works.
Dang.
I know.
Monique.
1117.
Monique!
That's
it! 1117,
Monique.
$1,117.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You won.
That's great.
Oh, my
God. Y'all good? Awesome. How awesome. I love you guys.
We love you, too, yeah. Monique. What are you up to right now?
I am driving to work, and my heart is pounding, and I can't even think right now.
What do you do for work?
I am in collections.
All right.
Yeah. You'd be collecting your own check right now.
Yeah, you're collecting a bunch of money.
Right?
What are you going to do with that money, Monique?
Definitely Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
About that time of year. Get that Christmas all set up.
Some Christmas up in here.
Maybe get that tree.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Monique.
Hey, you going fake or real tree this year, Monique?
Probably fake.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I made the move over to fake, and I'm not disappointed in
that. I did too.
Got the lights on there and everything. Well, Monique, congratulations. You got $1,117. All yours.
Thank you.
I hope your Monday's awesome. You're awesome, too. Hold on for us, Monique. We'll get you all set up with that money right there, and we'll play again tomorrow, same time, 7:40 Central.
Just think how many Brooklinen sheets Monique could buy with $1,117. I have discovered something. Now, when I got my Brooklinen sheets, I discovered that they were the softest sheets, the most comfortable sheets I'd ever slept on. But every time I washed them, they get even softer.
Isn't that weird?
Uh-huh. Dude.
We have to create a new word for how soft they are.
Better and better each time I wash my Brooklinen sheets. It's just like those 5-star hotel sheets that you fall in love with when you go on vacation somewhere. You're like, oh, man, this is what I want to sleep on all the time. You can do that with Brooklinen sheets. They have reviews, 30,000 5-star reviews on their website if you go to brooklinen.com. And if you want to try them out with a really, really good deal, you get up to 20% off when you go to brooklinen.com. That is this week only. It's an exclusive holiday event. Go to brooklinen.com. Brooklinen.com. Get 20% off everything on their website, brooklinen.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't forget, we're celebrating Veterans Day today, even though it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes Veterans Day will get confused with Memorial Day. Memorial Day honors those who have died while serving in the military.
Okay.
Veterans Day honors all those who have served in the U.S. military, alive and deceased.
Gotcha.
So we all veterans get that love today. That's why it's Veterans Day.
Most of the banks closed, no mail today, right?
Yeah. So if you see a soldier or anyone who served our country, let them know you're grateful for them. And there's a new way to say it. Don't say thank you for your service. We learned this weekend that they prefer never forget over that. So don't let them know that we're all unified.
A lot listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Got a tweet and some messages and direct messages from some of our service men and women.
Good.
Listening. That's awesome.
My big bro, Chris Kier, is a Marine. You know, from back in my college days, he's a Marine, and he lives over in the New Orleans area now. So he listens to us every day.
Great.
Oh, really? That's very cool.
So happy Veterans Day to you, Mr. Chris Kier.
Never forget.
And never forget that Kelly Raspberry is our love expert. And if you want some advice when it comes to relationship issues, whether it be dating or family, anything, you know, that involves another human being, she can help you with that. She is our love expert.
And animals.
And animals as well. she is our love expert. This is a segment we call
Love Letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am. I've got my pen and paper to take notes just in case.
Oh, wow.
I'm on cough syrup. I might get a little confused.
All good.
My boyfriend and I are both 22. We were best friends for years before dating and are now in a 2-year relationship. I know he's my forever guy and I cannot wait to spend my life with him. Recently, due to some financial issues and family drama, I have moved into his parents' home with him and his family. I feel supported by them and feel like I'm welcomed as part of the family. Our love life, however, seems to have been put on the back burner, specifically laundry.
Yeah.
I can't seem to get over the idea of doing laundry in the same house as parents are sleeping in right down the hall. Unfortunately, this means it's been a great deal of time since we've washed clothes.
Shut up.
And no intimate connection. Am I being too prude to not want to do laundry while we're living here? We have plans to move out next year. And I know it'll get better, but I just can't help but feel like this lack of intimacy is leading to an emotional disconnect between him and I. How do we find balance here?
Yeah, it does lead to that. There is a huge disconnect when not everything is in sync.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure it out, girl.
That's some.
You got to schedule. There's times when you're there alone.
They have some really quiet washing machines nowadays.
Well, it's not just that. Yeah. It's there are times when I'm sure you're alone. You know, you don't have to. Some people have it drilled in their head. It has to be at night, you know, right. When we're all going to bed. I mean, you just have to maybe work it out different schedule things.
And not only do they have a lot of quiet washing machines.
Washing machines
nowadays have so many different settings.
Of course, yeah.
And you can just set it on all kinds of different ways.
I don't know where y'all going with
General
that.
General cycle's pretty good. Yeah.
You got casuals, you got your whites, you got your colors, you know, you got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Colors?
Yeah, color codes.
Colored.
It's colored. Colored.
Mine says colored, Kelly.
Ow. Oh, my gosh. What show am I on?
Ow.
What show am I on right now?
What? We're doing Love Letters to Kelly.
That didn't sound like Love Letters to Kelly to me.
It didn't. Washing with Big Al.
I think what Kelly was saying is you figure it out and find the time.
You find the time to do what's important, and I know you got to get that out of your head, but if it's a matter that they're in the house, then do it when they're not in the house. Or you got to get out of that house.
Yeah, go to a laundromat.
There you go.
There you go. I have places.
Yeah, put a quarter in.
Boom.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm currently going through a divorce with my husband of 2.5 years.
I'm sorry.
We have a little boy who is only 1.5 years. Marriage wasn't that great as I cheated on my husband a week before the wedding with an ex.
Oh, girl.
And he has always held that grudge over me when we have fights.
Yeah.
We tried marriage counseling and getting family advice, but he couldn't let it go and that led to the divorce. We tried. But that's not why I'm writing. My ex recently contacted me via social media and said that my son was his.
Oh.
I tried everything to convince him that it was not. The conception date does not match up to the birth date, but my son doesn't look anything like his father. He actually looks a lot like my ex and has since birth. I want to get a paternity test done, but I don't want to tell my son or my soon-to-be ex-husband as it'll complicate things because the son's too young still. Should I get the test done with my ex without telling my husband or having knowledge of it until the results come back, or leave things the way they are without a test?
No, you need to get the test done. Do it quietly, because if the results come back negative, I mean, the damage is already done. He already knows you had the
affair.
Cheated.
Yeah.
He already knows that. There's no need to say, well, guess what I'm doing? I'm going to go get the paternity test now. Just go ahead and do that. This man is not just going to go. You can't just pretend this didn't happen and it's going to go away. He wants to know, and he's probably going to want to be involved. So, yeah, get the paternity test. And but don't go tell your estranged ex-husband that you're doing it. There's no need to bring that drama into the situation until you know for sure. And then once you know for sure,
you have to tell him.
You have to tell, and it's going to have to play out the way it's going to play out. But hopefully, I mean, man, what a blow.
Mm-hmm.
What a blow.
You got cheated on.
What a mess.
Your kid might not be yours.
What a mess, right?
I guess if there's anything positive to look out from this, it's that the kid is still so young that they don't know, right? And so that way they're not going to be confused. So maybe the kids...
But how they handle it's going to affect him for the rest of his life.
In the future, of course.
So.
But don't do it.
It's a very unfortunate situation. But yes, get the DNA test. Don't tell your soon-to-be ex-husband until after you know for sure which way it turns out.
That's tough. And don't cheat.
Well, that would have solved a lot of problems here.
That
would
have solved
it. But it's a little too late for that piece of advice, JC.
That's right, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I are newly married. Lately, he's been looking at our finances. He wants to save to buy a house. We have a 1-year-old daughter who I stayed at home with for 1 year before we got married. During that time, I opened up a credit card account while I was working tables. I felt the pressure to pay off half of everything, and over time, my credit card bill started to get higher and higher, and I couldn't keep up.
Oh.
Right now, I'm sitting at about $6,000 in debt on that credit card, and my husband wants to see that account. What do I do?
Show him the account.
I want to tell him, but he's had anxiety attacks, and quite honestly, I'm scared. We both have steady jobs now, but this is not something he anticipated. Jesse.
Excuse me, I'm having a coughing fit at the wrong moment. You got to tell him. You got to rip the Band-Aid off. You got to sit down in front of him and cut up the credit card and say, I'm sorry, this is what's happened. Together, we're going to figure this out. You might put off the dream of getting a house for a while longer, but secrets like this are going to end up ruining your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to get that trust. Your husband's trusting you is going to be super shaken right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to come clean. And in front of him, you cut up that credit card and say, let's move forward. That's the best I can offer you. Get one of those, you know, that financial guy. Who's that one that yells at people?
The yelling financial guy?
Yeah, Google yelling financial guy.
I'm learning about a Suze Orman.
Get one of those books about how to get out of debt and start saving. You know, you got to get out. You got to figure this. You got to tackle it. You got to do it together. But don't keep secrets when it comes to money. I'm assuming that and adultery are still the two leading causes of divorce in this country.
I would put all the money down on that one, Kelly. Yeah.
Money and yeah.
And adultery, yeah.
So you become clean, please. Don't hide it from him. Don't think, I'm just going to fix it by myself and he'll never know. He'll find out.
No.
Oh, also.
Credit reports come out, he'll find out.
Yeah. I know you're getting a lot of calls from telemarketers telling you that they'll fix your issues with your credit card. Don't listen to those guys.
No.
Those guys are going to steal your identity and you'll have more. So don't deal with those.
Don't figure it out. You just start doubling up on those payments until you get it down and then you can start clean slate, moving forward together as a couple.
Together.
No more secrets when it comes to money.
Secrets bad.
Secrets bad.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My fiance and I have been together for almost 5 years, but I'm not sure how to feel. He is still married.
Hold on, how long they been together? Five?
Engaged or together for 5 years. I didn't know he was married until a slip-up with his sister saying something about it a year after we had already been together. We did break up for a while because of this, but he and she both told me it was done. Oh. It's just the money that's the issue to get a divorce because they have a child together. My question is, should I just give up after 5 years or try and help him get his divorce? Please help me, Kenzie.
Kenzie, if you're happy with the way that things are, then just keep on keeping on. But if you want him to commit to you and put a ring on your finger and go the whole I do route. I mean, apparently she calls him the fiance, right? So maybe she does have a ring. But, I mean, you're living in limbo. Some people, I'm going to tell you, are completely content living life in limbo. Al Mack, prime example. I'm serious. Perfectly content living in limbo. How long were you separated before you got divorced?
Probably about 2 years.
And he would still be living that way if she hadn't finally...
push the button.
Oh, honestly, you would have kept on living that way because some people, it's cool. Living in limbo is fine for them. They go ahead and live their separate lives, but it's kind of in this limbo legally.
Right.
If you're okay with that, then you keep on keeping on. But if you demand and expect more for yourself, you leave and say when you figure it out and when you decide that you want to make it a legal commitment to me, then you come back. But he's only going to give you what you are demanding, which... what you're demanding right now is what you got. You haven't demanded better, so you're not going to get better.
Until you show
him. I was going to get
better. But you
know. I was going to file it.
No, you weren't. You'd still be separated and nobody divorced. Because, like I said, that's just the way some people are. They're completely fine. You can find out people who are 80 and 90 years old who haven't lived with their husband or wife for 40 or 50 years, and they're still legally married.
Right.
You don't find out until somebody dies and the paperwork comes up. Because they just live separate lives, live in limbo.
She is survived by her husband, Big Al Mack.
It was thoughtful for her to file for the divorce on our anniversary.
Well, somebody had to do it.
It was sweet.
Somebody had to.
You weren't going to do it.
That was sweet.
Well, she sent the message.
You know what, though? Had she not done that, you would have never remembered your anniversary.
Hey, see? She got you there, buddy.
Right side.
There you go. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to KidNation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And today's was brought to you by Stamps.com.
Right. We get a lot of letters by what they call snail mail here at the Big Craddock Morning Show, because those do tend to stand out. And a lot of businesses, the lifeblood is the postal service. Mm-hmm. They need it to keep their businesses running. And sometimes you need to get some stuff ready to go, and it's got to be in the mail, and the post office is closed. That's why you need Stamps.com, because Stamps.com never closes. You can print postage for letters, for packages, any size, international, domestic, doesn't matter. You can do it. If you have a computer, a printer, and That's and the scale that we're going to tell you about from stamps.com.
Putting like two or three stamps on things because I didn't know how much postage.
So you're overpaying.
Yeah.
Or you underpay and that gets returned to sender because there's not enough postage. With stamps.com, you don't have to worry about that because you do have this digital scale that calculates exact postage, even for international. If you think, I can't figure it out. Yes, you can. Stamps.com is idiot-proof because I can use it. Click print and mail and you are done. And if you want to try stamps.com service, you can get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. When you go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Craddock. That's stamps.com and enter the code Craddock.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give away some money this morning. What was it? $1,114? $17?
Yeah.
With a high low, we'll play again tomorrow morning at 7:40 Central.
Nice.
But right now, we got this for you.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Give it to me.
I don't know how I feel about this. Facebook is looking at how to suggest friends by tracking who you meet in person.
Hmm?
Now, this is probably cool for guys like Al who are single and looking for girls, and maybe you see a girl at the store.
Yeah.
But you didn't get the courage to say what's up to her.
Okay.
Well, if Facebook makes this happen, they would be able to somehow get your guys' phones to connect to where you would show up or she would show up in your who to meet or who to friend area.
Okay.
Now, this could be scary for girls.
Yeah.
That don't want guys to be finding them that way.
Huh.
But apparently, the places you visit and where you're at can determine who's going to pop up now.
Kind of like
potentially.
When we discuss sneakers, and then all of a sudden on your computer, sneakers pops up.
Right.
So kind of the same thing. But
so
with
it's tracking not just based on where you check in.
It's not checking in, it's where you're at.
Just tracking your phone.
Tracking where you're going, yeah.
I was saying what's so crazy is I know it listens to us and we see ads pop up and that's, you know, just become the norm. But I just Googled something. Not 10 seconds later, I looked down at my phone and there's an ad for what I just Googled. I mean, an immediate connection to my cell phone.
It's I was Googling stuff last night. It's all over my computer this morning. Christmas kiss. I hope nobody opens my laptop. They'll see what they're getting for Christmas.
Right?
Because the ads keep popping up.
Yeah, right.
So everything we're doing, we're already getting listened to because those ads are popping up. And now we're going to be almost like, feels like cyber stalked.
Yeah.
Because there are some privacy and safety issues when it comes to this, but
you can turn off access to your microphone.
Uh-huh.
But you have to go in manually usually because when you download a new app, you're giving it access. You're just, when you let it access your phone and camera roll and video, you can go back in there and turn off the microphone.
Right.
But, I mean, some apps, you want it, you know, because we're taking video, taking photos. You want Instagram to be able to take video with audio.
Yeah, sure.
I would like this too. If you're in business and you go to an event and you see someone that you maybe talked to and you didn't get their information, that would be cool too.
Yeah.
I see the pros, but I see a lot more cons.
A lot of cons.
It's just a little too scary.
A lot of cons.
When the random people are just popping up like that.
Did you? You got another one?
Go ahead, Al.
So, did you guys hear about Christina Aguilera in New Orleans?
What happened?
What happened?
She's in New Orleans, just kind of hanging around the French Quarter, and she went into a bar. She goes, and there's a band playing. Hey, I'm Christina Aguilera. Can I play with y'all? They told her no.
They didn't believe her?
They didn't believe it was her, I guess.
What?
She has looked different lately.
She's with a couple of her backup dancers. She's like, well, hey, you guys, what's going on? I'd love to play with you. They told her no.
Wow.
This video of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we only get a 15-minute set, Christina. So
it was like a classic jazz band or just some like up-and-coming bar band?
It's tidbit news, Kelly. I don't know all the details.
The bars there, those jazz bars are strict.
Yeah,
remember when we went
in,
you guys got kicked out? I was so embarrassed because you guys were, you and Kid and the group, well, and Joe from The Fray were having a discussion during the jazz show, which is such a no-no.
And we started scatting a little bit.
Yeah, they were trying to scat. They were clinking wine glasses. And I'm sitting there because I could tell by the crowd, you know, this is one of those $40 a head. Everyone's very quiet watching the jazz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
There people are looking.
And by we, I mean it was mostly kids.
Mostly kids. Yeah. I just didn't want to blame him.
Yeah. He would get us into situations where it'd be incredibly embarrassing.
Like, we can't be mad at him because he treated everyone. It was his idea.
But
then he's breaking the rules.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like that time.
Every time.
That time he had me and I think all of us were in New Orleans. Uh-huh. He said, hey, everybody in New Orleans kind of tells lies about who they are, what they're doing, just to see if it'll work. So they said, Al, you're going to be a famous NFL quarterback, and this white girl.
Well, he had just gotten signed, so he wasn't that famous yet. His name was
Cordell
out there.
Cordell Stewart.
His face wasn't out there.
Flash.
Yet.
So you're going to be
Flash.
This little white girl's going to be your girlfriend. This guy's going to be your manager. So we go down the street. A plant comes across the street. Hey, aren't you Cordell Stewart? Yeah, I am. Can I get your autograph? And this went on all night long.
Started
the domino effect. And one guy started hanging out with us thinking I'm a Cordell Stewart. I don't know how to spell Cordell Stewart's name. I don't know how to sign the autographs and whatnot. And he's like, baby, I'm sorry. He's with his girlfriend. Baby, I'm sorry. I got to hang out with Cordell Stewart. I really love him. She's like, we came down here to have a romantic weekend, just the two of us. I'm sorry, I got to. But the story, it was like a lie that kept going and kept going.
Get out of
we
it.
Couldn't really get. We go to a bar.
Yes.
They call Cordell Stewart me up on stage to sing with the band. Unlike Christina Aguilera, they let me sing.
Can you imagine if they would have thrown you a football and said, throw this?
That would have been just out.
Oh, no, he can't throw. Man, you didn't even know what school you went to or anything,
did
you?
I didn't know anything about it, man. I didn't know his number.
Number 10.
I'm just signing Cordell. Yeah. I don't know if it's with a K or a C.
Stewa.
Oh, wow. I'm just scribbling.
Well, speaking of lying, real quick, too, in tidbit news. So I guess Pinocchio wasn't a documentary because he got his facts totally wrong. In Pinocchio, when he lies, his nose gets longer.
Right. Yeah.
But according to a new study out of España, when someone lies, the blood drains out of your nose, which makes it about 2 degrees colder, so it contracts. That means your nose, when you lie, actually shrinks.
It was a fairy tale.
Just ruined Pinocchio for everybody.
We don't use science and fairy tales.
Are you telling me a puppet boy did not become a real boy?
A cricket can't talk? What?
The more you know.
Little Miss Muffet didn't sit on a tuffet.
Does she not sit on a tuffet?
What's a tuffet?
Could Dumbo not fly?
What's a curd of whey?
That exists.
A curd?
Yeah. It's like oatmeal.
I wouldn't say that when I first moved to the States because I thought it was a bad word.
Curd?
No.
Whey?
Curd of whey, yeah. Because in Spanish, that could be a bad word. My mom didn't let me say it. So I wouldn't say that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.